are a gift from God. That God created us and gave us the gift of our emotions to express what's inside of us. Even when we do not have the words to express what we're feeling. Earlier this month, we talked about anger. My new favorite thing to do when I'm angry, because when I get angry, I don't have words usually, is to get in my car and drive and wait till I'm either going fast or no one's around me and scream at the top of my lungs with everything that is in me. Has anyone ever tried that? It's kind of scary. But afterwards, it's like I have breath. For me, when I don't have words, when I feel that anger and I don't know what to do with it, I go drive and I scream. And afterwards, I realize that God received that scream, that anger as a prayer. When I didn't have the words, God received what I was feeling. Our emotions are gifts that we as Christians have been given. And so it's important for us to talk about our emotions and to figure out how we can faithfully express the emotions that God has given us. Last week, Katie talked with us about sadness. And near the end of her sermon, she talked about how sadness never has the final word. Sadness is never the end of the story. And that is such an important truth for us as Christians to remember and to carry with us. And those lines last week stuck with me as I was preparing this message. Because, and we're going to talk about joy, because I think that these two things go hand in hand. The statement about sadness never being the end of the story, and the feeling of joy. So Psalm 16. Protect me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, you are my Lord. I have no good apart from you. As for the holy ones in the land, they are the noble, in whom is all my delight. Those who choose another God multiply their sorrows. Their drink offerings of blood I will not pour out or take their names upon my lips. The Lord is my chosen portion and my cup. You hold my lot. The boundary lines have fallen for me in pleasant places. I have a goodly heritage. I bless the Lord who gives me counsel. In the night also my heart instructs me. I keep the Lord always before me because he is at my right hand. I shall not be moved. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body also rests secure. For you did not give me up to Sheol, or let your faithful one see the pit. You show me the path of life. In your presence there is fullness of joy. In your right hand are pleasures forevermore. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I have a confession. As I was preparing for this message, I was looking at this word joy. I kept going back to the word happiness because I was convicted of how I have been measuring my life on how happy things make me. And the interesting thing is that studies have shown, interestingly, that we're all born with a baseline of happiness that we have for throughout our lives. That things can happen that make us more elated and things can happen that make us more sad and depressed, but we're going to return to this baseline of happiness. And of course, things like our relationships and our work and our health and other things affect that baseline, making it go up or go down, but for the most part, we're going to stay at this baseline. As Christians, we don't have to settle for a baseline of happiness. Verse 11. It says, in God's presence, there is fullness of joy. Joy is so much bigger, I realize, than what I often give it credit for, how I often use the word. Usually I use that at Christmas, right? Christmas joy. But joy is something that we as Christians are invited to live into and to claim. Biblical joy includes happiness. It includes laughter and celebration. It includes being a blessing to others and being blessed by others. Happiness includes dancing and exaltation, rejoicing, singing. Joy also includes that little flicker of light in the midst of deep darkness. Joy includes that warm hug. When things just feel forgotten and lonely. Joy is so much bigger. And we as Christians are able to live into this emotion of joy. To live every day in the presence of God. To live in the knowledge that we can live as a people with joy. And there's something so powerful about joy that I'm often reminded of at funerals. Because at funerals, we find ourselves in a place of grief and sadness. But we as Christians, at these funerals, we proclaim hope and resurrection and everlasting life. We proclaim the truth of a God who came. The God who is coming again. Joy is the truth that allows us in the midst of our grief and pain to proclaim the truth of life everlasting. Because joy is not based on our circumstances. Joy is grounded in the truth and the promises of God. Of the God that we are able to know, the God who came and took on flesh and lived this life, that the God who chose to experience human emotions. As Kay reminded us last week, the God who stood outside of Lazarus's tomb and wept, knowing that he was about to raise him from the dead. A God who knows the feelings that we experience and don't always know what to do with. Joy does not negate our pain or our suffering. Joy doesn't tell us to wipe our tears away. Joy comes alongside us and reminds us sometimes in this, like I said, flicker of light or a hug or the presence of a friend that our grief is not the end. Joy reminds us of whose we are and who we are to God. This morning before the earlier service, as we were singing, I remembered my friend LaThelma. And we were in seminary, and some of us were gathered in the chapel, and she got a phone call that the grandmother who had raised her was being taken to the hospital and probably wouldn't survive. And LaThelma began to cry. And she began to sing. Her pain, the reality of losing her grandmother, was present, but the words she chose to sing that night were songs of praise and joy in the truth of a God who was receiving her sadness, and a God who would bring life and hope even then in the face of death. Joy is that extra breath, that hug, that presence, that truth that reminds us to keep going when sometimes we want to give up. Joy is that reminder that sometimes all we can see and all we can hear and all we can feel is not the end of the story. Joy is that reminder that we as Christians have to train our eyes and our hearts and our ears to look beyond. Sometimes all that is right in front of us. I've talked with the college kids sometimes over the past few weeks about looking in the mirror. I challenged some middle school girls once to put on post-it notes, scripture verses, and the reminders of who we are to God, that we are chosen and beloved and precious and exactly as we are, that God loves us. No matter what we have done, that we are God's beloved. And looking ourselves in the mirror each morning or each night or when we need that reminder and remembering who we are to God, that is joy. That is remembering God's truth. Joy is about when everything else doesn't make sense. Remembering that we serve a God who is always faithful, always good, always present. Joy is the gift that we receive as a people who get to live in the presence of God. There's a woman who's an author named Margaret Feinberg. And she wrote a book called Fighting Back with Joy. And it's a great book. And she wrote a lot about what I talked about happiness and joy and realizing how narrow sometimes our definition of joy is as believers. And as she was finishing this book, she found out that she had breast cancer. And so she spent a little more time with the book. And she writes in the book about how we as Christians have been given this gift of joy to fight back with. This feeling of joy, this flicker of light, of hope, this feeling of love, these reminders of God's truth and presence and reality, that we as Christians get to fight back against the darkness. We get to fight back against the lies. We get to fight back with joy. by being present with and for one another. With hugs. By sitting alongside each other and not telling each other to stop crying. But realizing with the tears that someone's expressing a prayer. We fight back with joy by reminding each other of the promises of God, that even when we do not yet see or understand, even when there's nothing to explain what's happened, that at least we can talk about a God who is always present and always loving. We get to fight back in this world with joy. To speak that truth, to feel that truth. In 2 Corinthians 4, it talks about how we as Christians have this treasure, this truth of who God is in clay jars, so that it may be made clear that this extraordinary power belongs to God and does not come from us, that we are afflicted in every way but not crushed, perplexed but not driven to despair, persecuted but not forsaken, struck down but not destroyed. Because we are always carrying in the body the death of Jesus so that the life of Jesus may also be made visible in our bodies. The joy that we carry is the strength to keep going. It's that hope, that light, that love. Because the joy that we have as believers is born out of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. When we choose to fight back with joy, when we choose to be present with one another, when we choose to look for the good and the blessings and the love, when we choose to look for God at work, we choose to live into the truth of resurrection. That's what joy is. The truth of who God is. So may we as Christians seek to fight back with the joy that God has given us by living in His presence, by living in His Word and the truth of His promises. So that it may be that flicker of light and hope that we and others in this world need. The reminders of who our God always is and always will be. Let us pray. God, you are always faithful. You are always good. Always loving. But God, we live in a world where things don't always make sense. So God, we just pray that you give us the comfort and the truth of your joy. So that no matter where we are in our lives, no matter what may be happening, that we can rest in the truth of who you are. That joy of your truth may be our light, our hope, our love, our comfort. The thing that steadies us and keeps us going. Keeps us remembering the truth that you are always there. Always faithful. Help us to fight back with your joy in this world. It's It's in your Son's name we pray and trust. Amen.